I'm David Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller concerned about an injury her husband suffered while falling from an industrial lift truck platform at work. Employees who work with or near forklifts and other industrial vehicles can be exposed to many different injury hazards. These vehicles are routinely used to lift, move, and handle materials in a work environment. OSHA Section 1910.178 applies to these industrial vehicles. OSHA reports approximately 35,000 serious injuries annually associated with powered industrial truck accidents. Many injuries can be attributed to inadequate training or failure to follow safe operating procedures. The purpose of this OSHA standard is to ensure that vehicles of this type are operated safely in the workplace to prevent injuries and fatalities associated with their use. Employers must certify that vehicle operators have received training and are familiar with OSHA requirements. Employers should document employee training and ensure that employees are evaluated periodically. An often overlooked aspect of 1910.178 is the requirement to prevent unauthorized personnel from riding on industrial trucks. The standard also requires daily inspections of the equipment, proper maintenance, and the use of safety features such as overhead guards and seat belts. The regulations aim to protect not only the operators but also other employees working in proximity to these vehicles to foster a culture of safety and to ensure that workers remain safe. The caller's husband suffered a fall injury and was not the operator of the lift truck, but instead was riding on the lift truck when he fell. Employees must be trained in accordance with OSHA standards to understand the dangers associated with fall hazards, recognize how to identify them, and be aware of the proper use of fall protection equipment. Fall protection requirement standards are outlined in OSHA Section 1910.30. Employees must also be required to use this equipment when necessary. The dangers at issue include broken bones, crush injuries, and even death. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.